When sheriff's deputies found the bodies of Derek and Nancy Haysom in their Bedford County home, they were appalled. Both victims had been stabbed many times, and there was blood everywhere. They contacted the FBI, which sent an expert to profile the likely killer. That agent's name was Ed Sulzbach.
Prior to his passing, he was interviewed, and he confirmed that he had conducted one.
That's Stan Lapikus, an FBI agent for more than 25 years. He asked for a copy of that profile, as did Radio IQ, but the FBI said it did not have the document. Lapikus went further, asking for a file on the case.
There was a memo in the file generated by the FBI indicating that Sheriff Wells requested that the FBI conduct a psychological profile. That was also shored up by the fact that Ed Sulzbach was photographed at the crime scene.
The original Bedford County investigator, Chuck Reed, also insisted there was a profile, but he left the sheriff's office soon after the crime, and a rookie detective named Ricky Gardner took over. He told us there was no profile and became angry when a German film crew pressed him on the point.
I'm getting tired of hearing about this because it never happened and Chuck Reed is wrong. This happened 30 years ago. Chuck Reed is wrong. I've given you my side of the story. You can beat a horse to death. I'm tired of it.
Hey. What is that?
The profile is important because Ed Sulzbach thought Elizabeth Haysom, the couple's daughter, was responsible for the murders. She blamed Suring, and both are behind bars. Sulzbach also examined a bloody sock print that would prove key to Suring's conviction.
He had provided measurements of the footprint, and he determined that it was probably attributed to a female and that the person responsible for the crime was close to the family.
A tire track expert was called to the stand during Suring's trial. The judge refused to certify him as a footprint expert, but allowed him to testify. He overlaid a print of Suring's foot with a photo of the bloody sock print and told the jury it fit like a glove. But retired FBI agent Lapikus disagrees.
The footprint that was presented in court to the jury by the non-expert witness through an overlay, in my opinion, is nothing more than a magic trick that was purchased at a 5 and 10 store. It just doesn't meet any relative standard at all.
Now Lapikus is joining Albemarle County Sheriff Chip Harding, original investigator Chuck Reed, and longtime Charlottesville detective Richard Hudson in calling on the governor to pardon Suring. Harding points to new DNA evidence showing two unidentified men were at the crime scene while none of Suring's DNA was found. And he argues a pardon is long overdue.
I talked to the pardon investigator back last May, and she said she had hoped to get to the case in September of 2017, and here we are in April of 2018, and we haven't heard anything.
He thinks the state needs to make it easier for people like Suring to have their case reviewed.
Yeah, Mary Sue Terry said in 1993 when she was Attorney General that once you're convicted by a jury in Virginia, your innocence is no longer relevant.
He adds that Suring is not alone, that between 1 and 10% of criminal cases may involve wrongful convictions. That means as many as 200,000 Americans could be jailed for crimes they did not commit. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.